Blog Talk Radio. Her bio is so awesome.
awesome, y'all. I had to read the whole thing. So y'all just be patient while I read this whole thing because it's phenomenal. I'm telling you, I love the work that God is doing in her life. I thank God for her even coming on my show. She's such a powerhouse. She's a revolutionary, y'all. Oh, my God. She's radical, y'all. Amen. I thank God for her. So God is raising up some radical, peaceful, radical saints in this time. And I bless God. Amen. Amen and amen. She is the daughter of Reverend Andre and Pamela Sills. We've been rocking and rolling since I was in my early 20s with them. They're a little younger than me, but we've been rocking and rolling ever since then. And I thank God for our bond. I thank God for her two children, and also Jazz, my goddaughter Jazz, and Quady. I just thank God for them. Amen. So I'm going to read her bio. Jacquay Sills is a born-again believer that believes that God is seeking the younger generation to stand up and be a voice that will be bold enough to speak out on God's principles and live a life as such. She's a graduate of William Penn High School, where she served as the court commander over 250 students, y'all, in the junior ROTC program. Among some of her achievements, Jacquay was chosen to address the Department of Education on the behalf of her student body to speak about what programs can be implemented to make students more interested in learning, hallelujah, and to address the unmet needs of the student population, especially those form of low-income households. Beautiful. Currently, Jacquay Sills is pursuing a bachelor's degree in social work with a minor in Christian ministry. Alongside of her education, She is currently a program assistant at the Women and Children's Shelter, hallelujah, and a child care worker at the YMCA. In the near future, she aspires to become a social worker, working with children and their families while also training and teaching others about the vitality of childhood. Her passion is to help youth and young adults recognize their potential in life and develop ways to bring it forth. As a child care worker, she strongly believes in planting positive seeds of love. I love it. Affirmation and wisdom pertaining to life that one day will blossom in the future. Jacquay demonstrates leadership among her friends and peers, socially, academically, and most of all, spiritually. As a minister in training, she strives to be an example that God will be proud of. You hear me? That God will be proud of and that others can look towards. She believes that God has given us all gifts, and hers is to empower, challenge, change the lives. Hallelujah. Change the lives, y'all, of youth through teaching children's church and membership. Jacquay understands that every child that is set under her care is another life destined for greatness. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. She said she believes that every child that sits mm-hmm. under her is destined for greatness. Now, don't you want your child to be underneath her? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Speaking life into them. So at this time, I'm going to bring in minister in training, Jacquay Sills. Amen. Amen.
Vivian Harris.
Hi, Vivian Harris. How are you? Hi, Miss V. That's her grandmama. Yeah. How can I leave you out? Miss V. That's her grandmama. Hey, girl. Yes. Child, let me tell you, God is doing it. Do you hear me, Miss V? I know she's speaking life over her grandchildren. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, God. Amen. Hi, Miss Catherine. Hey, Minister in Training, Jacquay Sills, how are you?
Good afternoon. I am doing well, and I am excited. I am excited to be on the show today. I am doing well.
Good, good, good. John, you know me and you both hyped. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for being a guest. God is, or he already done it. Let me tell you, I was in the kitchen praying, God, send relief. God, do it for your glory, God. We're praying for the Lord today. No more funding. I said, you radical for the Lord. You remind me of Joshua. Hallelujah. He was radical for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. I love it.
We bless God for your life. Amen. So, I just wanted to read the scripture real quick before we get into it. We may have to make this a part two next week, Jack Way.
Okay. Not a problem.
Amen, amen. So I'm going to come from James chapter 5, verse 15, and it says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Amen. May God add a blessing to the reading of
amen.
His word. I just love that scripture. I had to read that. That scripture about faith and healing, which goes together, just believing by faith. So we believe in by faith that every sick soul here on this broadcast, your family members will be healed. Hallelujah. By faith we believe it.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
We're talking about moving from this place, pushing past this place of disappointment, loneliness, brokenness, or however Minister Train Jack Quay wants to talk about one today and how she wants to deliver it, that's fine. So I just wanted to ask her, have there ever been a time where you felt like you had to push past that place, whatever place it may have been for you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Even someone, you know, growing up in a two-parent household and, you know, being trained in, you know, such the correct way and the way that the Lord would have for my parents to raise me. Absolutely. And it's pretty amazing because even living the life that I've lived in, which I am so grateful for, even in my childhood, some of the things in my story that I have experienced has truly been one where one could be stuck in, but someone like me who depends on God, who trusts in God, has such the support system that I had no choice but to move forward from that place. Absolutely. So if I will go ahead and share a moment in my story where I was in a place of brokenness. So some on this live stream may know, others may not know, but back in the year of 2016, I got married at the age of 17, and I'm sure that many of you are probably thinking, wow, she was too young to be getting married, and trust me, leading up to it, that's all that I heard. But me being who I am, someone who stands strong and firm in what she believes and what she wants, I was very determined to marry who I consider my high school sweetheart. He was someone that I absolutely loved. I enjoyed being with him. He was in the Air Force. He was doing big things. He was ready to move across the country, but in that, I will be without him. So with that being said, we went ahead and we got married. So one thing that I do know now is that during the time that we did say I do, we said I do to the idea of marriage and all of the fantasies that come along with that, and not saying I do to the reality of what it is. So here I am, I'm married, I just graduated high school, I'm excited, I'm ready to go. He's across the country in Montana, and we didn't got married. So here I am, I'm excited, I'm ready, let's do it, let's go. I'm confident, I'm strong, I'm willing to take this on, I'm willing to take everything that I learned in my childhood, and now I have the opportunity to implement it. I was ready, and I was so excited, only to be met with unexpected realities that happened so soon, so quickly, that then resulted in me leaving a marriage with less than what I had walking in. So if you have a moment for me to share, I'll tell you a little bit about my story. So my ex-husband, his job in the Air Force required him to leave home so many days out of the week where he had to go and stay out inside of a field, which left me alone many days at a time, week by week, not to mention even my 19th birthday. So, yes, on my 19th birthday, I was left alone in a house spending it with my cat. So going from high school, living an active and a vibrant life, my daily schedule became working at Old Navy, eating breakfast, doing some college work, sleeping in church on Sunday. So as you heard in my bio, I went from being the core commander over 250 students and being very active in high school and very active in ministry with teaching the word of God, with miming, with doing different things, with mentoring people, to working, eating, college work, sleep, talking to my mom in church on Sundays. So on the days that his flight was due back to come, of course, I'm married. I'm newly married. I'm excited. I'm ready to spend time with you. Let's have a good time. You know, let's do what married people do, to only be met with rejection. And in that comes, I'm back. I'm ready. I'm trying to go to the club. I'm trying to party. I'm trying to have a good time. Despite the fact that you was left alone, I'm your wife. I'm ready to go party and have a good time. So me being me, I'm like, okay, well, I'm not old enough, so therefore I can't accompany you. But, hey, if that's what you want to do, you want to take a little break, okay, no problem. I'm already used to being alone because you're already gone. So go ahead.
Grady?
Yelling, cursing, many nights throwing up, cleaning up, throw up, when I'm cleaning up pee, having to babysit because there's a party being ready to fight, and I'm nervous about the cops being called, all while having to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning because I have to work. What am I supposed to do? I signed up to be a wife, and here I am being the best wife that I knew how to be. So I started to say to myself, well, I thought that he would change certain habits because he's coming into order and structure now that he's in the military and he's in a new area. So now he's away from some of the people who have such a negative impact on him that I just knew that I knew that I knew that certain things would change. But let me tell you, it didn't change in the way that I thought it would. But those same habits that I thought would change only increased to a higher level. So here we are, we're young, we finally got money, you finally got freedom, you're not under your parents' roof anymore, so now it's time to turn up. So time when I had the opportunity to come home to Delaware just to visit, I found myself crying, I found myself being angry, I found myself becoming very short-tempered, I found myself becoming snappy, I found myself becoming bitter. I found myself not wanting to go back. I found myself in a dark hole, a place that I've never in my life been in, all because I decided to get married when I did. So go back to the point where times where I would be there and I'm talking on the phone, or now that I'm back, my entire family, as you heard, my sister Jazz, my mother Pam, they all started to say, "You're changing." And this is not a change in a positive way, but this is a very negative change. Like, you are not who you used to be, but now you're angry. Yeah. You know, every little thing just sets you through the roof. You always crying because you're angry. Like, what is going on? This is not who you are. But still, I got myself into it, and I'm going to stick through it. Why? Because I got married even though they told me to wait. So at this point, I'm back, and I'm willing to keep fighting for a marriage that I got myself into, being the best wife that I knew how to be, now only to add that my ex-husband is now inappropriately messaging his past girlfriends while in the field, or making, receiving naked pictures to his phone from girls that he knew. Yeah. And now when I say, okay, well, go have fun. You want to go on a guy's trip? Go ahead. Like, I'm not going to be one where I tie you down, you keep going. No, go have fun. Only to find out that when he comes back, and now because I don't trust you, I'm looking through your phone to see that you are attempting to go out with other females that was not your wife while out on a guy's trip. So if I can just be transparent for a moment, I'm going to be honest. I left him 2 times because I was so over all that was going on. But even in leaving him 2 times, each time I still decided to come back with the hope that things would change. Until the final straw where I said enough is enough, and I officially left for good. So after a lot of told me not to do it because we were too young, or that I needed to give him so much more time to mature, I was still excited again. I was confident. I was ready to embrace this new part of life that I chose to sign up for. to then leave with the complete opposite of what I started with, which was bitterness, which was brokenness, which was anger, which was confusion, which was shame, which was embarrassment, which was regret. So, yes, there's definitely, in my life, I've definitely experienced, you know, something that, like I said earlier, a lot of people would not be able to shake from, that a lot of people would not be able to move forward from. But, see, I know who I am in God, and I know that the place that I was in, that dark hole that I was in, that that was not a place that the Lord would have for me to stay in. It's something that I heard Dr. Matthew Stevenson say, is that a lot of times what we do is that we take moments, things that are only supposed to happen for a moment to teach us a lesson, and we turn them into monuments. So now they become something greater than what they were ever supposed to be. Because we like to walk around in the woe is me, and we like to make it feel good when God is saying that's not where I would have you to be. I have you to go through things in life so that then the person that comes behind you, now you can speak life into them and help them get through it. But what we like to do is make it our own, and we keep it and we lay in it and we waddle in it. When that's not where I would have for you to be, or no, that's not where I would have for you to stay.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. Oh, my God. Ooh, talk about being transparent. God is so good, and I love what you said when you were transparent about the not waiting part. You know what I'm saying? Like when your family, you hear from God, or your mother know best because they get discernment, you know, of just wait a little longer, baby, and we don't listen. Yes. But what I thank God for is that God forgives us even when we step out of line, and even and also how God breaks the shame, because sometimes I was in that same situation. You could be so shameful because now everybody is looking at you. Now everybody said, "Oh, what happened to the family?"
Yes,
you got to deliver the stuff from people. Oh my God.
Yes,
you got to
amen.
Some folks, because like you said, you will stay in that. And some folks can't shake it when they come out. So I, when we talked like about, I think it was about 2 years ago, Quady, I remember because I was out and I was talking on the phone, and I said, you know, some, I understand that bitter woman. I understand that woman who says, I'm done. I don't forget relationships. I'm just bitter. I understand her, but I never wanted to be that woman. When you said, I never wanted to be that woman either. I think that's what shifted you into a change, because do I understand a woman who's brokenhearted and say, I'm just mad at the whole world, so I'm forgetting men? No, I know God placed good men on this earth. This is who we choose. I know there's good men.
Yes.
I know my Boaz is out there. Amen. And this time it will be done according to how God wanted done. So I shifted where I'm no longer bitter. So if you could just explain to the audience in terms of how did you shift from that place, like you said, some, you could see how you could have stayed there. Some women may some people, not even say women, because there may be some men on the line as well, where you stay stuck in that situation because it's comfortable and we don't come out. You know, so how did you, what made you was like, some say, you know what, I'm shifting. I got to come out of this the way I am now. Not out of the marriage, but in terms of fixing who you are. Like your sister seen a different person, your mom's a different person. What made you shift into something different?
Yeah, so for me, the first thing that I thought about when I was back in that place was, the first thing that I had to do was realize who I was and no longer settle in who I had become. So for me, what that looked like was, I began to think about what I deserved as a young lady. And what I understood was, what I was getting in that situation was not what I deserved, because I understood who I was before I shifted into who I had become from the situation. So with that being said, I had to come back to the realization that, number one, I am fearfully and wonderfully made by a king, which was something that was drilled into my head as a child. Number two, I had to realize that I am a child of Most High God, and that is not the way that a child of a king should carry themselves or should act or should treat people. Number three, the third thing you have to realize is that I am more than a conqueror. So yes, the situation happened. Yes, it happened to me. Yes, I thought that it would never happen to me. But guess what? When you are more than a conqueror, you are able to go through things that come out stronger than when you went in. Because when things happen in life, they come to make you stronger. The fourth thing that I have to remind myself that I am chosen and favored by God. So therefore, everything that I go through, God will to use it in my story to then encourage somebody else, as I said earlier, that's coming behind me. And then the fifth thing that I reminded myself was that I am the head and not the tail, that I am above and not beneath. So therefore, even when I was in those places of being beneath, or even when I felt like the tail, I had to remember myself, no. You are a leader. You carry yourself at the level of a leader. You are the head. That's who God has ordained and called you to be. And anything beneath that is not who you are. Does it happen? Yes. But is that where you need to say no? That is not who you are. So when you go and, you know, you speak to your spiritual advisors, you go and you read the word of God, God will let you know or remind you who he has called you to be. Before you even created, he had this all planned out. And if you're walking in anything other than what God has called you to be, then there needs to come a time where you pray and you seek the Lord and you go back to the word of God to see how you should carry yourself and to see who God created you to be in the beginning. And even with realizing that, you know, I had to come to the realization of who I was, another thing was my support system. That the people that I had around me, not only did they see the negative influence and the negativity that had overcome my life, they were there to help pull me out of that place. So they were there to pray. They were there to be an ear. They were there to just give me a hug when I needed one. But most of all, they were there as voices to speak life into me, even when I was down in those places. So to those of you who may be listening, you need to find a support system. I'm not saying it has to be a lot of people, but find that one person that you can trust that can pour back into you when you feel as though you're empty, or when you feel as though you're running on E, when you feel as though you need a refill. And for those of you who may even say, well, I don't have nobody like that, then you maybe need to invest into a therapist or a counselor where they can just be there for you to vent, but then help you to plan things out and put things together, help you to develop a plan that you can follow to help get you back to where you need to be, and not only where you need to be, but to go higher than where you even were before. And then most of all, it's just the simplest thing that we all need to be doing, which is just praying, trusting, and believing God that he can pull you out of that place. He can heal your broken heart. He can mend you back to where you need to be, because there is more in store for you in your life. And if you continue to sit there in that place, you are not accomplishing what the Lord will have you to do. But if you open up your heart and you allow for him to come in and pour into you and come in and minister to you, Spirit, God will come and do everything that is necessary. He will come and put pieces back together so that you can be who you are called to be, to go and do what you are called to do. But that can only happen when your life is not your own. Now, if you take control of your life, then you don't leave room for him to come and do that. But when you truly open up your heart, you open up your life to him, he will come and do exactly what he needs to do. Why? Because he is your creator. He knows you better than yourself. But again, you have to be open and you have to be willing for him to come and do that. Because one thing that I learned is that God's grace is truly sufficient. And when you lean to your own understanding, it will surely take you to the left. But when you truly align yourself with the word of God, to his voice, he will truly give you the desires of your heart and that in which you need to desire. And so that you begin to realize that even in your weakness, his strength is truly made perfect. Because in those times when you feel as though you can't get back up, he will give you that strength to keep going and to do what's necessary to get you right back where you need to be. Yes. So again, it comes down to realizing, getting an understanding of who you were called to be, getting that support system that can speak life, that can be there, that can hold you when you feel as though you need to be held, that can hug you and really give you that extra push, that extra support. Because if I can be honest, this is hard to do by yourself. When you're so deep, it can be hard to pull yourself back up. It truly, truly can. But when you have a support system, and most of all, you have God on your side, who can be against you? Who can truly stand against you when you have that extra support, that extra backbone to push you back into your greater? Again, you have to trust them. You have to open up yourself to allow for those individuals to come in. Oh, so that's what it took to move forward and move past that place when you understand that there's still greater in store for your life and that this is only a chapter in your life. So whether the chapter has closed, just know that when one chapter closes, another chapter begins to open where God can show you new things. As Reverend Martin said, he can bring your Boaz for the ladies. He can begin to line up your life in the way that it should go and begin to show you things that you've never seen before.
Amen. Oh, my God.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Child, you having me up here. Oh, my God. First, I thought I was crying. Now, I'm just, like, shouting. Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes. That word was so powerful. The transparency. I do thank you. Oh, my God. I'm just so baffled right now. I have, oh, my God. I'm just so filled, but I bless God for you for sharing. I know that my broadcast is over now. Oh, my God. But I'll maybe we can pick up and have part two next week to finish up everything and bring Minister Frank and Jack Quay back. But I just want to say thank you so much for sharing to all the viewers out there. I know that you all have been blessed. Just and take those nuggets that she has given you. It's more than just nuggets. It's a treasure that she has given you. Things that you can take and deposit where you can grow off of that. If you have been in that place of brokenness, loneliness, hurt, and then it don't even have to be from a relationship. It can just be life itself. Mm-hmm. You know, throwing you a curveball.
Yes.
But how did you take that curveball when it was thrown to you? Come up out of that place. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and give you the highest praise, God. Lord, I thank you for Minister Jack Quay. God, Lord, I thank you for her spirit. I thank you for her transparency. But God, I thank you for healing, God. I thank you for speaking life into her, God. I thank you for restoring her. God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. You said greater is he that's for nothing. He that's within the world, and I thank you, God. Touch everyone who's on this broadcast, God. Lord, we pray for healing among their life, God. Upon their life on today, God. Minister it, God. Restore it. Heal, God. Remove the bitterness and brokenness within, God. Remove the anger, God.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
You human beings just have one friend or one person they can call. If they don't even have that, God, Lord, we call on you because, Lord, you said you would sit closer to us than a brother.
Yeah.
Greater love have this than no man that would lay down his life for a friend. And we thank you for being our friend.
We thank you, Father.
God. Saturate us, God, with your love. Saturate us with hope, God, on today, Father. We thank you and thank you for your son, Jesus, died across our sins that we may have everlasting life. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. You got so many comments.
Amen.
Later, you can look them there as well. I thought we would have time for Q&A, but next week I'll have time for all of that. But God bless you. Be encouraged on today. Hope in God. Know that you are victorious. And Minister Jack Quay, thank you, honey, so much.
Thank
you
so
much.
You
are fire. Do you hear me? And I thank God for healing your brokenness.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Father.
God, and amen. And I'll see you all next week. And did you have any final words, Jack Quay? Are you okay?
I am good. I am just on fire. I was still ready to go, but due to time, I just want to say God bless you all.
Just call me afterwards. We can do a part two next week when we have a little bit longer time. And the next way, we can both be on the camera because I'm working it out, but I didn't want to get up. But I'll talk to you about that later. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yes, ma'am. Well, God bless you all, and thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much.
Yes. Amen. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later, Jack Quay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Amen.